Today we're going to be looking at opportunity to speak. Coming from Luke, the 21st chapter, verses 5 through 19. As you hear these words, I want you to be able to hear them in context. Jesus is with his disciples. They are looking at the magnificent parts of Jerusalem, especially the temple. And they're admiring it, and they're looking at it. And as they do, they make a comment, and Jesus says, "Let me tell you something about this place." So I want you to understand that he's talking about Jerusalem. He's talking about the temple. So starting in verse 5, and I'll be reading down through verse 19. Some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming that I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilence in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison. And you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by your parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends. And they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life." I gave you the insight of what this was and why Jesus is talking to them. He's not talking to them about the end times. He's not talking to them about the end of the world and the new kingdom coming in. He's talking about what will happen in 70 AD. In 70 AD, the temple will be destroyed. There will not be one stone left upon another. He's talking to them about what's going to happen, but I also hope that you caught in the midst of that, then in verse 12 it says, "But before all these things happen." You see, our center sometimes can be on the midst of what's going to happen at the end, not what's happening currently or what might be happening in the near future. This week has been an unsettling week for many people across our country. I have been amazed as I have watched the reactions of what has happened this week. I have my own personal thoughts, and they'll stay there. Preaching time is not a time for you to tell me all, for me to tell you all my personal thoughts. This is a time for me to share with you how God speaks in this situation, how God works in this situation. Some of the classmates that I sat with for the past 2 years are overwhelmed by what has happened this week, and they just don't know how to handle it. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Right now, there is an open door for us as Christians to speak. There is an open door for us to speak to those who are hurting, those who are having problems. For you see, the current state of our country is one of turmoil. Some even see it as a country that will not last much longer. The form of government we have and how we have worked has lasted longer than any other democracy in the history of humankind. And many have said right around the corner is the end of our democracy. I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't know whether that will happen. But I do know that there are a lot of people that feel like this is turmoil. And things are happening in the midst of our world that people cannot answer. Things are happening and people are coming out and protesting and speaking. Here's what I want to tell you, though, as Christians. In the midst of times like these, our relationship and our connection to God is even more important. In the midst of times like these, our relationship and our connection to God is even more important. It's essential that we keep up with our spiritual disciplines. It's essential that we spend time in the Word and in prayer. It is essential that we spend time in conversation with each other as the community of faith, and that we spend time in conversation with those who are not part of the community of faith yet. It's essential. We have got to be connected to God in times like these. There is no doubt in my mind about that. You see, Jesus spoke to the disciples about what would happen before the end of their country and their society. He talked to them about what was going to happen. Of course, he gives all those things that are going to happen about the stones are going to be knocked down and apart, and not one will be standing upon another. There will be wars, and there will be rumors of wars. There will be violence. There will be earthquakes. There will be pestilence. I've heard many people tell me, oh, there's another war started. The end must be right around the corner. And Jesus says in this passage, just because you hear of those things, it means that the end is not yet. Where do they miss that? Where do they miss that Jesus says, when you hear about all these things, the end is not yet? Turmoil, violence, riots, people acting out. Folks, the end is not yet. But Jesus does say, before these things, here's something that's important that's going to happen. His answer contains really three statements. Three statements about what they will, you will, and I will. And I want to look at those in verses 12 through 19. His answer contains they will, you will, and I will. And folks, it's time for us to pay attention to what's going to happen. It's time for us to look at this and say, what will they do? You know who they is, don't you? Everybody knows who they is. You use their names all the time. You know, I don't agree with them. I don't like them. Well, they say, everybody knows who that is, right? But if I ask you who it is, you can't define it, can you? But Jesus says this, they will seize you. They will persecute you. They will hand you over. They'll put you in prison. Folks, this world is still not kind to Christians, and I don't think it ever will be. When they look at us and they say, you think you're perfect, and you walk like you're perfect, and you try to tell us we are not, they are still against us. They are still there trying to do everything they can to take away our rights as Christians, to live the life that God has called us to live. It's going to happen. Jesus said that it would, and it will, and it does in the midst of our society. I've seen it for myself sometimes when I go places. As soon as they find out I'm a pastor, some of the ways that they converse with one another change. If you understand what I'm saying. Right down the street from where I used to live in Mecklenburg County was a wonderful little old country store. Cinder block building that said L.G. Warren on the side of it. It was the local Spit and Whittle Club. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? All the old farmers and all the old folks would come there and they would talk about all their stories and they would tell stories on each other and they would share the latest gossip. Guys don't do that, but that's what happened there. I don't know what they call it then. Okay? You know what would happen when I walked in the store? The best silence I've ever heard in my life. Every story stopped. And I'm like, how come I don't get to hear the stories? They finally learned me, and I got to hear some of the stories. But I think they were changed in some ways that they might share them with the pastor. Folks, this world is out against what we stand for. They will be out for us. Then Jesus says this. You'll be brought before kings and governors. You will bear testimony. But then he says, make up your minds not to defend yourselves before you get there. And I have to say, wait a minute. Don't think about how I'm going to defend myself before I get to that place. Jesus says you don't need to worry about that. But there is a key thing that he says. And the key thing that he says next in verse 15. I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. Here's where I get the point. Here's where it comes very strong to me. That we need to have a very close and deep and powerful relationship with God. Because if I get into these situations and people are asking me to share the story about Jesus Christ or asking me to share my testimony and I can't hear God, how will I receive the words that Jesus wants to bring me for that situation? You see, sometimes we go into those situations and we decide already, I know what I'm going to say, and here's what I'm going to tell them. That's the way most of our conversations go, don't they? While you're talking, I'm thinking. And when you breathe, I'm talking. When you stop your sentence, I got my answer already, and I'm going to give it to you. Jesus says this is not that kind of situation. This kind of situation is where you pause and you wait and you let God bring you the words that you need to speak in that situation. I've been reading Facebook quotes most of the week about people who are upset about the condition of our country. And I've been praying, God, what words do I say? What words do I speak in this situation, in this turmoil and chaos that's going on? What words do I speak at this time? I thought long and hard before I even put anything on Facebook Wednesday morning. I prayed about it and I thought about it much longer than I had any other day. What are the words that God is asking me to share at this time? That's why it's important that we're in the Word. That's why it's important that we're in prayer. That's why it's important that we're in connection with one another and connection with God. For you see what happened this past week, even Christians don't agree on it. If you don't believe me, go look. Some are positive and some are negative about what happened this past week. Some are excited and some are depressed and grieving. And that's just among Christians. Folks, for such a time as this, we need to stop and pause and pay attention to what God would have us say. How is God speaking and what is God telling us? Our understanding of God's presence and voice needs to be strong to live in this current time. Amen? Let's try again. Our understanding of God's presence and voice need to be strong to live in this current time. Okay. I know you're listening at least. Folks, we've got to know what God's saying to us so that we can speak to the rest of this world. Jesus says before the end of anything comes, before the end of the time in Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple, he says you will have times to speak. If some folks are right that this might be the end of our country, that this might be the end of our democracy, I truly believe that Jesus Christ is giving us the words to speak into this time. And if our connection with God is not there, we might speak the wrong words. When we are aware of God's presence and voice, we will be able to stand firm in this life and share the words God gives us to say. With boldness, with courage, with understanding. You see, God is always present with us. Always. And we need to be able to hear and see that presence. And once we're able to do that, we'll be able to stand firm in this life. My trust is not in our government. My trust is in our God that we serve. Amen? It doesn't matter to me who's president and who is in charge. I still pray for them. Each and every day. It doesn't matter. That's what God has called me to do, and God has called me to listen that I might be able to speak in the midst of this world. To speak the truth and to speak what God has for us. So I'm going to ask you this, something for you to focus on and something for you to think about. What time will you set aside each day to deepen your connection with God? To hear the words that you should share? What time will you set aside each day to deepen your connection with God? To hear the words that you should share? It's not a once a week thing for me. I don't come to church to get my batteries charged and go out and live the rest of the week. I come to church to make a deeper connection with God during this worship time, that connection might remain throughout the week and throughout each day. And I schedule on my calendar, this is time with God. It will not be interrupted by other things. And that's what I'm asking you. Will you schedule that time? Just as though it's a doctor's appointment or an appointment to take your car in to get an oil change? Will you schedule your time with God so that you can hear what God is asking you to say in the midst of this world? Folks, I'm serious. The doors are open for us as Christians to speak. And many people are hurting, looking for answers. It's time for us to speak. And if we're going to do that, we've got to have that deep connection with God so that we speak the right words. Let us pray. Lord, we come to you, the great and awesome and wonderful I Am, who still speaks into the midst of this world, who still speaks into this world in such a way that you hope and pray and desire for us to hear you speak, so that we might in turn speak out in the midst of this world the words that you have for us. It's not words that we prepare, but it's words that you've set aside for such a time as this. It's words that you have set aside for us to know well in the moment. So Lord, may we hear you. And may you bring us the boldness and the courage to speak to those around us that need to hear your words. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.